Volatility and risk of black swan. People are often ashamed of losses, so they engage in strategies that produce very little volatility, but contain the risk of a large loss, like collecting nickels in front of steamrollers. In Japanese culture, which is ill-adapted to randomness and badly equipped to understand that bad performance can come from bad luck, losses can severely tarnish someone's reputation. People hate volatility, thus engage in strategies exposed to blow-ups, leading to occasional suicides after a big loss. Furthermore, this trade-off between volatility and risk can show up in careers that give the appearance of being stable, like jobs at IBM until the 1990s. When laid off, the employee faces a total void. He's no longer fit for anything else. The same holds for those in protected industries. On the other hand, consultants can have volatile earnings as their clients' earnings go up and down, but face a lower risk of starvation since their skills match demand. Fluctuat nec mergitur. Fluctuates, but doesn't sink. Likewise, dictatorships that don't appear volatile, like, say, Syria or Saudi Arabia, face a larger risk of chaos than, say, Italy, as the latter has been in a state of continual political turmoil since the Second War. I learned about this problem from the finance industry, in which we see conservative bankers sitting on a pile of dynamite, but fooling themselves because their operations seem dull and lacking in volatility.